prayers during public events at West Point, such as during the Martin Luther King Award Dinner, Plebe Parent Weekend, and graduation, have long been offered for more than 200 years. Yet now, Washington, D.C.-based Americans United for Separation of Church and State has written to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, asking them to stop the prayers at such events, saying the prayer policy runs afoul of the Constitution. As for why the church-state watchdog group is raising the issue now, staff attorney Ian Smith replies,
"Well, because we got complaints about it now. We have specifically been contacted by cadets at West Point who were concerned about this practice and wanted us to bring it up."
Smith says his group has not received complaints from cadets at other military academies. Chaplain Ronald Cruz is the executive director of the Chaplain Alliance for Religious Liberty, based in Alexandria, Virginia, and his organization wrote a letter to West Point leaders as well, in light of the letter from Americans United.
So our organization, Chaplain Alliance for Religious Liberty, had some attorneys to just review the law, and we submitted a letter to the leadership at West Point to encourage them to stay the course.
Cruz, who is a retired U.S. Army chaplain, says West Point does not require cadets to participate in or listen to the prayers.
Well, it appears that there's a misunderstanding by the Americans United for Separation of Church and State about what the First Amendment is all about, and the fact that military personnel, just because they put on the uniform, and that includes cadets at West Point, do not give up their rights to worship according to the dictates of their faith. And it is perfectly legal and proper for West Point to continue its 200-plus year tradition of offering prayers at significant events in the life of cadets. There is nothing wrong in them doing that constitutionally, ethically.
Yet Ian Smith with Americans United calls participation in the prayers involuntary.
If you force someone to go to an event where there will be a religious activity, right, that's coercion into participation. They are participating in that religious activity whether they like it or not. Chances are, I'm not 100% certain about this, but I suspect that they're required to stand. Isn't that participation? They're required to listen. That's participation.
Repeated requests for comment from West Point officials were not returned in time for this broadcast. As for Americans United, should West Point not respond to AU's letter, Ian Smith says his group would probably write a follow-up letter.
We would say, "We haven't heard from you. This is a really serious issue. Please respond." The next steps after that, if it's still a no, after all of the non-litigation avenues have been explored, is to then take a look at whether this is something that we have, you know, the resources and the desire to take to litigation.
He says his group's letter asked that West Point respond within 30 days, which would be by next week. He says he has not received any indication as to whether West Point will respond. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.